everyone, welcome to the Self Love and Other Stuff podcast. My name is Liliana, I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm passionate about teaching you how to become your best self. In this podcast, we'll be discussing all things health and wellness. Stay tuned for a new episode airing every Monday, and don't forget to follow the podcast account on Instagram at Self Love and Other Stuff Pod. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy! Happy 2022. It is the new year, and that means new podcast episode. And I've set an intention to be more consistent with recording episodes and posting them, and consistency is a really big part of this episode, but I'll get into that a little bit later. I just caught up with a few podcasts that I haven't listened to that I've been meaning to listen to, which I did. And it inspired me to record a podcast episode and quit with the self-doubt. And that's the energy we're bringing into the new year. And in today's episode, it's going to be a 2021 reflect and 2022 preparation episode to help you establish your goals if you haven't already, which I'm sure you have, but just some more takeaways and a few bits of my goals that I'll be sharing. And I already recorded this episode like a week ago on New Year's Eve, and I just didn't really like the audio and I wasn't really that happy with it. So I'm like, okay, let's record a new one. And seeing that, like, I don't remember who it was, but I saw a new podcast episode air just today about like the 2022 goals and stuff, so kind of made me feel better about uploading this topic, because I already have like the information and journal prompts and notes for what I'm going to be talking about throughout the episode. So just gave me a little boost to actually get to it, because I had already recorded it a week ago and it just had to be out, you know what I mean? So yeah, let's get into the affirmation of the episode, because I haven't forgotten about that, and we'll jump into the 2021 reflection and 2022 preparation and all that fun stuff. So the affirmation for the episode is, I welcome growth and transformation within myself. And it's really fitting for new year and new experiences and learning opportunities for yourself that enhances areas of your life and contributes to growth within yourself. So let's repeat this 3 times and we'll jump into the episode. I welcome growth and transformation within myself. I welcome growth and transformation within myself. I welcome growth and transformation within myself. Beautiful. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. First, what I did was make like a chart and list the positives and negatives of 2021. Just any events or feelings or people, places, anything. Positives and negatives of 2021. And fortunately, there were more positives than negatives. But the negatives were kind of broad ideas that I had written down. I'll get into that, but let's begin. You can pause and make your chart, but I'm going to share my positives and negatives of 2021, and you could start writing down your own and pause the video and come back. So, few positives, I have about like 10 of them, are first starting this podcast, which it feels like forever ago, but it was March of last year, and found movement that I truly enjoyed, which is Pilates, found music that really made me feel good. Quit a bad habit, started my wellness Instagram, and found a sport that I truly love and improved in, which is volleyball. Started spending more time outdoors and doing movement outdoors. So like I would do my morning Pilates outside in the summer. It's really nice. And I started reading more self-development books. So those are just a few. I saw a bunch of angel numbers. That's kind of when I started getting into more like, I don't know, astrology and more spiritual things. And the negatives are my skin hasn't been doing so well this year, and I'm actually gua shaing now, and it's really doing my skin wonders more often. So that's kind of more of a 2022 thing. Make that more consistent. And the other bad thing, negative thing that happened in 2021 was inconsistency. So let's unfold that because it's a really broad term and it can mean many different things. Well, inconsistency as itself is kind of just doing something for a little bit and stopping. First, it was lifting. I did lifting for like the first 2 months of the year and I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't really feel that good, and it lasted for 2 months because I didn't really enjoy it. I made a happiness jar. It's like a little jar that I have now for 2022 as well, but it's a little jar and I write down happy moments, laughters, and the date, like any moments that make me happy, and put it in a jar. And supposedly on New Year's Eve, I'm supposed to like look through them, and it's like, it'll be like a really cute ritual, except I didn't do one last year and it lasted until like June. So be more consistent with that. Even like the podcast in general, like really inconsistent. So kind of like a goal is to slowly get into the flow of things and start incorporating these things that I used to do all the time more continuously, such as uploading and moving my body in different ways, not just like a usual active person's life. More Pilates, yoga. I'll get into that into the intentions segment of the podcast, but just like a little sneak peek, I guess. And yeah. I'm gonna go into just like a goal setting tip. So what the problem was with me last year was that I wasn't going back to my goals or really kind of sticking with my goals, being reminded of my goals, setting reasonable and enjoyable goals. So let's unfold that. Not going back to your goals. So what this means is usually some others' methods are like making 3 month goals, 4 month, like 6 month goals, and then yearly goals. So I would do that, but I feel like that's too much work, not gonna lie. So just being reminded of your goals is really important. So maybe a vision board, it's like a visual, somewhere that you could see it all the time. Like maybe like print something out, little pictures, make like a physical one, which is really cute, and like hang it in your room or something. Or even like a digital one, which most people do, which I have done. And I kind of just got pictures of my goals and just put them all into a Google Doc. I mean, not a Google Doc, a Google Slide. So pictures from Pinterest and whatnot, and just add them to my camera roll and go from there. But you could do any other method. I know people do some on numbers or people make some on Canva, which I see a lot, but find what works for you. It doesn't really matter the technological part to it, but find pictures that kind of go with your goals. So like, for example, my goal was to like, I don't want to go into this, but like, let's say your goal is to start working out more, like put some like cute workout pictures, I don't know, whatever speaks to you, but I made mine all cute. And yeah, this is what can help you go back to your goals, see your goals, and be reminded of your goals. But when you're setting your goals, it's not like, okay, it's December 3rd, like whatever, it's in January and I'm just writing some stuff on a piece of paper, just hoping that, okay, I'll do this one time. Start showing up. So setting reasonable goals and enjoyable goals so that when you work toward that goal, it's not a drag and it doesn't feel like a chore. Like, let's say you want to work out more. It's not like going to the gym or doing a workout. It doesn't feel like a chore and you enjoy it and it's something reasonable. Like, let's say you're lifting, yeah? So, and you're like a new lifter and you're saying, okay, I want to squat 100 pounds or like a plate and like other weights on it or whatnot. Like, make reasonable goals that you actually think that if you work hard enough, you can reach it. So what that means is from where you are now and actually putting in an effort on the daily to show up for yourself and achieve the goal slowly. So another kind of tip is to set a broad goal, one broad goal, And I'm going to give the example of becoming your highest self. What does that look like? So let's say your highest self, what is your highest self? What do they do on a daily? What are their daily habits? What time do they wake up? What do they do for a living? These are all, this is a journal prompt you should be writing down. I don't know. But what does this person do? What is their name? Like, you can even put a name like Superman or whatever, like unleash the inner superhero in me. Mine of 2021 was me, like just capital M, capital E, in all caps, just me. Like, I am me. This is me. But you can make up your own name. It could be your own name, like as of your actual name. Who is this person and what their habits, like their lifestyle, what is it? So then little steps to how you can go into each part of their life. How are their finances, their like their health, like situation, all these questions that can be answered about how a person is, who they hang out with, whatnot. So you just have to know first, be aware of it, and then slowly kind of like steps. What can I do to get here? Okay, the broad goal is becoming your highest self. Okay, say I need to start working out. Okay, my highest self works out consistently. So, okay, does that mean I have to get a gym membership, or what kind of workouts am I looking for? It all comes down to really, really specific. So we're going from one broad goal to something really specific that you can do now to like kind of prep yourself. And then that's a part of action. And then the second one is visualization, which is also really important because it's like a through of manifestation. So when you know that you can do something and when you see yourself doing it, it's kind of like a way of visualization. So you're visualizing your goals and seeing that you could do it plus the action. So the first question, it's, by the way, these are not my kind of prompts. It's from Anna at Gratitude and Food. And I'm kind of taking inspiration from her prompts, kind of switching up the questions. But let's just dive in. First question is, what did I learn this past year? So this is very important because, of course, it's all growth within yourself and mentally and even physically. So you can write down this question, what did I learn this past year, and pause and answer the prompt. And I'm going to jump into my answer. So what I have learned this year is that not all people are going to like me, but that shouldn't negatively impact me in any way. Some people just hate their lives and look at life so negatively that they'll try to dim my light. So let's that kind of get more in depth into this. So not all people are going to like you in life, and that's just on them. It has nothing to do with you. And what other people think of you is none of your business because it has nothing to do with who you are. It's all what they are, kind of. It has to do with them and not you. And a lot of people project their insecurities onto other people, which kind of makes them feel better. I don't get it, but it's just how some people are. So that shouldn't negatively impact you in any way. Shouldn't negatively impact the way you think of yourself or, yeah, how you think of yourself and life generally. Because some people just really are unpleasant with themselves and have a bunch of insecurities that they want to project on you to kind of make them cool off, you know, and look at life at such a negative approach and always feel really stressed and kind of just not anxious, but really like their mindset is just not it. And they look at life so negatively, so they try to dim your light. So they try to dim your happiness and positivity. But we only inspire and kind of let go of all that toxicity because it has no room for our beautiful life. Okay, next question is, I have to give myself credit for. So write this down. I have to give myself credit for ... And let's get into my answer. Mine is a little more shorter than the first. And it's improving in my favorite sport and doing well in school than I thought. So again, like I mentioned in like a few segments ago, is improving in volleyball. First of all, finding volleyball, which is a sport that I really, really enjoy. And even though I was kind of just starting out, just improving and putting time into it because it's something that I truly enjoyed, something that I'm proud of and give myself credit for, and also doing better in school, kind of just managing my time better, especially with other activities going on. And that's kind of, doing well in school is kind of like an outcome of how I've been managing my time, which makes me proud of myself. So it's really important to acknowledge the things that you've done and really be proud of yourself. So we're all for self-reinforcement here, which is something that I'm starting out to do as well, which I really love. And that is basically kind of just hyping yourself up and just saying, okay, I did this, good job, like keep up the good work, I'm proud of you for blank. And last question is, how have I grown through challenges? So first, know what are your challenges? Let's write this down. How have I grown through my challenges? Answer the question. And mine is also pretty short. It's knowing that I attract those whom I share energy with. So kind of challenge for myself was finding people that I truly vibe with and share the same kind of energy and vibe with. And if it's been hard, especially after COVID and everything, knowing that I attract those whom I share energy with has been really not only comforting, but kind of just like keeps me going, you know what I mean? So also being my own best friend is also what keeps me going. So we're done with reflecting, now we're only prepping. So these are just like a few prompts for preparing for the year, and then next segment I'll jump into my own personal goals and intentions and themes for 2022, just for some inspo, because I honestly didn't know what my goals and intentions were for the year like a month ago, so hopefully I can give you some ideas. First is word of the year. So what is your word of the year? What is the main, if you could put your main focus of the year into one word, what would it be? So mine is consistency for this year, because last year was really inconsistent and we're changing that this year. We're leaving that behind in 2021. We don't need room for inconsistency here. And mine for last year was me, like I mentioned, for the highest self prompt thing. It kind of intertwined with being my highest self because that was like the main focus. And then more and less of what you want in the year. So I just wrote more, dot, dot, less, like an arrow, whatever. So write that down, pause, and we're back. Mine is more presence. So that can mean a few different things. Alone time, breath work, and spending more time in nature, and journaling. So journaling to get to know myself more, which I love journaling because prompts really get you thinking, and it's not something you could just say off the top of your head, which I really love. Unless we want no more or little to no comparison, bad body image, those two we do not vibe with this year. So those are really broad ideas, but it kind of goes with everything, if you get what I mean. Next question, what skills do I want to learn? So what skills do you want to learn? So mine are just more hitting and improving in volleyball, like jumping while serving and all that fun stuff. But what personal skills do you want to learn? And last question is post-22 energy. That's how I kind of have it written down. But basically it's, what do you want to have felt? Like, how do you want to feel? Like, at the end of the year, after, like, getting your goals and being consistent with your themes and focuses and intentions, how do you want to feel? So this is a pretty long one and something that you should put a little more time to than all the rest of the questions, even in the 2021 reflection as well. But my answer is happy tears. So this goes with finding my rhythm in flow, balance, and bunch of breath work, and doing what makes me happy. So let's start from the top. Finding my rhythm and being in flow. So last year has been really kind of all over the place with poor time management skills, late nights and late mornings as well, and not really doing what I enjoy, lots of comparison and not the best self-image. So that's kind of what was last year. But finding my rhythm is kind of finding what works for me and still finding the habits that can fit into my schedule, finding my rhythm and staying in flow. This is different for everyone, but that's what it means for me. And doing what makes me happy, again, also different for everyone. But I wrote down some things that make me happy personally, which include telling myself affirmations, taking pictures, dancing, baking, breathing, just stillness, movement, spending time outdoors, and listening to music. And I wrote down to feel more, because the more things that make you happy and the more things that you find that make you happy, the better for you, because you got options. So that concludes the general reflection and preparation for 2021 to 2022. And the next segment, let's get into the general, my own personal goals and intentions and focuses for the year of 2022. Let's get into my 2022 goals, general themes, and focuses. So I just have a piece of paper. I wrote 2022, bubbled it, and inside, like the numbers, I just wrote consistency, because that's my word of the year. So I have four categories: personal, content, health, and school. But yours could look different. Yours could be career, finances, a personal, spiritual, whatever is kind of like the main areas of your life, and go from there. So I have a few just goals, and they're mostly intentions, because there's a difference between goals and intentions. Goals are something that you want to accomplish at a certain amount of time and something that you could like check off. You know what I mean? But intentions are something that you want to focus and stay consistent with throughout the year. You can't like check off like drink more water. You can't check that off, if that makes sense. But a goal is something that you can achieve and check it off, and it's like off your bucket list or whatever. But I'm going to start with personal. I'm just going to name a few out of the goals that I've written down because they're more personal to me. First is complete the happiness jar and learn how to do a well cartwheel, spend time outdoors most days, stretch consistently, yoga once a week, get a new hair like every six months, like a trim, wake up around early morning for my morning routine, and read a self-development book. So those are my personal goals. Health goals are affirmations daily, eating intuitively, actually reflecting and prepping for the month, clear up my skin, and more self-care. I'm just rapid firing these goals because they're just my personal goals, just for inspo. More self-care, that means more baths, candles, masks, not like COVID masks, like face masks and hair masks, the little things that kind of bring joy in, especially these tough times. School is a 4 or 5 on one of my AP exams, and kind of just goal GPA and up. And then content is a podcast every 3 weeks, 15 episodes at least, 15 Instagram posts, like story posting, 5 new recipes at least, and taking more pictures. So those are my kind of rapid fire going in through my intentions and focuses for the year of 2022. I hope you guys found some gems from this week's episode, and I promise in the new year I will be uploading more often. I know, not doing so well at it, but I'll try my best, and we're gonna hit those 15 episodes or more. I know we can. I got like over 20 episodes from March and now, so I know I can do it, and I hope you have an amazing 2022, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.